This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. If you have come to know my love, and if you share that love with others. St. Paul and Barnabas knew the importance of sharing this good news of the love of God. Yet they also recognized that it is difficult. And so they went back to the places that they have already proclaimed the good news to strengthen the spirits of the disciples, to exhort them to persevere. And explaining to them that it is necessary to undergo hardships and suffering for the sake of the good news. That it is part of the Christian way of life. Yes, the book of Revelation speaks about the new Jerusalem when Christ will make all things new, wherein he will wipe away every tear, and there will be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order will have passed away. But that is not yet. That is to come. That is what we look forward to in this Easter season. For as the Gospel of John reminds us, God is glorified in Christ. And as he exhorts us, as I have loved you, so you also should love one another. We who claim to be Christians, to be followers of Christ, must be willing to follow Christ and do as he did when he showed forth his greatest act of love on the cross. When he died, out of love for you and out of love for me. For if you were the only person to exist on this earth, he would have come to rescue you. The Christian way of life is through the cross to the glory of the resurrection. For this is how our God and Savior has expressed his love to us in self-sacrificial agape love, the love of a God who descends to us in order to become one with us so that he might raise us up, humbles himself and obediently accepts the cross so he can be raised in the glory of the resurrection, giving us and showing us that he has come to suffer with us, not to relieve our suffering, but to give it meaning. So that suffering is no longer empty and pointless, but rather is the deepest expression of love. And we who claim to be Christians, should we expect anything different? For we are called to share in this transfiguring love, to allow our sufferings to be united with him on the cross. And so it is right that St. Paul and Barnabas go forth to strengthen the disciples then and to exhort us now to persevere in following Christ. For the Christian life is truly about this battle against principalities and powers, pride, jealousy, and sin at its core. It's about dying to ourselves and living for God, and following Christ and taking the model he gave us in that garden when he said, "Father, not my will, but your will be done." Yet I think that this is so hard for us to grasp in our current culture and society because we are so completely consumed by narcissism, the focus on the self. Just like a look at the news, whether you're talking about the elections or transgender bathrooms or whatever it is that's in the media this day, the focus is on selfish qualities or motives or policies. Never once stopping to ask, should this be done, even if it can? On the other hand, we can be like those who do not take our responsibilities to heart. We have a great freedom and opportunity through the voting process in this country. Well, you might be asking, why vote if Trump and Clinton end up being the two main candidates? Last I checked, there's more than one party in this country. There's always the third party candidate. And history has shown us that that person has the potential to be in the running and possibly even win. One of the biggest challenges that we face in campus ministry is commitment. You'll have 50 students interested in the retreat, 20 who will show up, or 20 who will sign up, and like 5 who will show up. Because they're always searching for the next best thing. What am I going to get out of it? We are so consumed by self-help, trying to discover who we are, which takes a lifetime. Do we ever stop to ask the question, who are you, O God? Who are you who loves me so much that you are willing to come down to this earth to die out of love for me? Who are you? The one who has created us, the one who knows us so much better than we can know ourselves by ourselves. And it is in that love that we find our truest self, our deepest meaning, our complete fulfillment. You see, the self-centeredness is not compelling. What is compelling is self-sacrificial love. It's why we love heroes. It's why the superhero movies are so popular. Yes, we might not be like them with superpowers, but love is a force beyond compelling. For when we seek God, when we seek to get to know Him above all else, the one who is revealed as love, then we learn to live for others, to give of ourselves to others. The whole idea of charity in this world did not exist as it does today, prior to the coming of Christ. So we need to stop navel-gazing and look to God and see Him, and look to others and see them from whom we learn how to love. As a kid, my mother would kick us out of the house to go outside and play, interact with the other kids in the neighborhood. Then she would call us in, and sometimes we would come right away. Going outside and digging in the dirt, playing with others. Albeit video games were slowly deteriorating this reality as more kids went inside, keeping them self-focused, if you will. But I didn't experience that till I was a teenager and I got my Game Boy Pocket gold-colored. And I thank God that even once I got that, my mother would take it away because it was a gift, not from her. And really challenge us to get outside, and also because I didn't do my chores. Maybe you didn't have video games growing up, or maybe you did and you're thinking about them right now. Whether or not we've had them, the reality is that they still affect us. They still draw us away from one another. We've allowed technology, in a very real way, to become our new God. Think about it. Put down your cell phone for an entire day. I dare you. I spent an entire year in the monastery without cell phone, internet, or television. It's possible. I know, it's like scary, right? Think about it. If technology fails, we're going to crumble. If technology fails, we think we will be ceased to live. All the more, therefore, to be in a relationship with the one constant in our life and in this world, our God, who loves us. We need to be renewed in our vision. We need to be freed from blindness. We need to lift our heads up, not glorifying ourselves, but seeking to glorify Him, the Father, just as the Son has done for us and shown us through His very life on this earth, as He continues to do in heaven, pouring out His love. Therefore, it is in this Eucharist that we experience that profound love as we partake of the greatest gift, His body and blood. A God who humbles Himself to nourish us and to strengthen us. And so, as we move from His word to the Eucharist, let us adore the Godhead who has humbled Himself so that we might live, and receive Him, seeking the graces to begin to be transformed, to continue to be transformed. And may He help us turn from ourselves back to Him and to others, in and through love, a love that is so powerful, so beyond comprehending, that He is the Holy Spirit.